Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The statistics about who were the voters who elected the Democratic Congress are now available, and they provide some very interesting sidelights on last November's election. One of the special interest pressure groups that bankrolled the Democratic candidates was college professors. Professors and other educators donated more than $12 million to political candidates in this past election cycle, with 69% of their contributions going to Democratic candidates. That's the report by the Center for Responsive Politics. The University of California led the way, giving 87% of contributions to Democrats, followed by Harvard with 90% of contributions going to Democrats, and the University of Pennsylvania with 94% of contributions benefiting Democrats. Just looking at Senate races, we find that, surprise, surprise, Senator Hillary Clinton received far more contributions than any other candidate, and five times the amount given to the next highest recipient. Hillary Clinton really didn't need the money, because she had a virtually uncontested election. But college professors were so enamored of her that they donated nearly $700,000 to her campaign. You've heard a lot about how the United States is roughly divided 50-50 between red and blue states, but it surely is not that way on college and university faculties. One recent survey reports that 72% of college professors identified themselves as liberal, compared with only 17% who call themselves conservative. It's important for students to know before they go to college that diversity does not mean allowing conservatives to speak on campus. Diversity on college campuses does not mean giving fair coverage to the ideas and achievements of Western civilization. And multiculturalism does not mean tolerance and respect for all cultures. It's just another college fad to put down Western civilization.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly has written several articles on the current situation on our college campuses. If you'd like copies, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Ask for the College Education Packet. That address again is Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Maintain.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says things are more like they are today than they ever have been before, Derry Brownfield!
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am glad that you're along on... Happy. I'm happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Jeff, tell our listeners what you were just watching there on television. I didn't get to see it, but you explained it so well.
Well, what happened was there were some Miss Universe teen pageant contestants at the airport trying to get onto their flight, and they were at the ticket window, and it was the first area they had to show their ID, and the Japanese girl didn't have an ID, didn't have her passport, didn't have anything, didn't have a government issue picture ID, nothing. And so all of these pretty cute smiling faced women start trying to convince this TSA agent that this gal is who she says she is. Here's her business card. Here's a picture of her in a big splashy magazine. Look, here's her sash, the sash they wear across their upper portion of the body saying Miss Thailand or whatever. And so with her sash and a smile, she got through TSA.
You know, I don't think you and I could handle that. You know, but it does show that once in a while we may have somebody with the Transportation Administration that's got a little common sense.
Obviously, she was of no immediate threat. They were, you know, obviously on their way to another pageant. It was obvious that they were teen contestants of no national security threat. So, she was who she said she was.
Yeah, but some little old grandma that's 85 years old, is she a threat?
Does she have a picture of herself in a magazine? Does she have a sash?
She left her sash at home. Okay. Well, I have a couple of brag letters here I'm going to begin with. Don't get a lot of those, but that's what keeps us in business. Because, you know, if people, there's folks out there that do appreciate what we do, what we say. And this particular one says, thanks so much for all you guys do while the rest of the world is watching American Idol and Survivor. We are losing our country one piece at a time, and no one seems too concerned. Keep up the good work. Thank you, says Linda. Linda, we appreciate the brag letter. Hi, Brownfield gang. I'm so thankful there are Joels and Derrys to come to the rescue in spreading the word and protecting our family farms and our rights. We're dealing with a mega multinational company as we speak, and it's not fun. They're so fine-tuned, the only way to make all those record profits is to take it away from the contract growers, and they always find a way. This week, Cargill posted another record profit, up from $500 million to $900 million. Ask any of their growers when was the last raise they had. We've been squeezed into less profit each year, but if you heard the multinationals talking about it, it's all about taking a hit because of high energy costs, high prices for corn, no concern for us out here on the farm. And then this one I really enjoyed because, as I've said time and time again, and this is what our good friends in Alamogordo, New Mexico, that broadcast there Johnny and Mike say they are on our show, so that makes them international broadcasters now. And it goes, "Hello, Brownfield. I listen to your show at RBN. Great shows. I know what's going on in your country and mine." Now, this is coming from England, the United Kingdom. I know what's going on in your country and mine, and God help the world if America goes down. We've all had it. I'm rooting for the American people. Don't lose your farms and don't give it up. Good luck. PK from England. Anyway, we appreciate brag letters. You know, it's kind of interesting, and I've been in the radio business now for so long that, I mean, it's been going on 50 years now. And I've noticed that, you know, if you make one mistake, everybody catches it. And you can do things right day after day after day after day, and they expect you to. And that's the way it ought to be. But, you know, once in a while, it's nice if somebody gives you a pat on the back, and we appreciate it. Now, I'm looking at an article here about grass-fed beef.
What do you want for a dollar and a quarter an hour?
I tell you, if you guys just keep working, I'm going to get you and Beth up to minimum wage. You know, that's gone up over $6 now. You're getting expensive. Anyway, people are beginning to pay a little more attention to what they eat. And I saw some information just this morning again about how on this cool thing, cool, of course, being country of origin labeling, people want to know where their food comes from. I was telling Jeff, and I brought it in here, and he wouldn't eat it. we have these plums, and now the pears are all right. But there's plums and the most beautiful peaches you ever saw. And it's just like eating a mouthful of cotton. I mean, they have no flavor whatsoever, no taste, no juice. You know, you have to hold over the sink to eat, to really enjoy a peach or go outside. It's kind of like eating watermelon. But no, these things, I don't know where they can't, they're not Georgia peaches, I will assure you of that. And there's a great, big, beautiful plum. I've never seen plums this big before. But big is all they are. They're just like the peach. They don't have any more flavor to them than if you blindfold somebody and say, "What are you eating?" They'd have no idea what it was. Now, people are becoming upset over this. A lot of folks want to know where their food comes from. They want to know whether it's been irradiated or how it's been treated. And a lot of people in the beef business want to eat grass-fed beef that's not been fed BT corn. You know, I've been doing a little bit of research, not a lot, but just a little on this BT corn. And, of course, they put this gene in these different. And not only corn, but it's in alfalfa, they're in soybeans, they're there and there and there. But they put these genes in there that will actually keep insects from eating the product, the grain as it's growing. And now that stuff is getting into farm ponds and into water, and the little flies and things that swim around in the water that the fish eat aren't any good because it's killing them also. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust attack. just war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I live. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now, as we were just saying prior to the commercial break, that consumers are becoming much more concerned about the food that they eat, the food that they put on their table. And it's not necessarily fruits and vegetables. I get a kick out of that Iams ad, that Iams dog food ad. Have you seen that thing, Jeff? They run it all the time on Animal Planet. And they show all these fruits and veggies, like you would make a salad and say, this is why your dog is so healthy, because all these fruits and vegetables are in the dog food. Dogs don't want to eat fruits and vegetables. I had a dog that would eat grapes, and once in a while you get a dog that'll eat a banana or something like that. But dogs would rather eat a mouse or a rabbit than they would, you know, I mean, it's and I guess people fall for that. Anyway, moving along, there's a lot of people that are beginning to wake up nutritional-wise and would say, hey, I'm going to give my dog something he really likes, like some ground beef. But anyway, people are beginning to not want to buy typical Walmart meat, and there's good reasons for that. Now, a lot of folks want to buy the more organic or more natural kind. And they say, hey, grass-fed beef is what they want. Now, personally, I've always felt that you've got to feed some cattle at least 100 days on a two-year-old steer to get him fat enough that you have really juicy, tender beef. But if people want grass-fed beef, then let's feed them grass-fed beef. And the Department of Agriculture has gotten into the act now. And just to show you how they work for the packer and not for the person that's out there trying to do a job. The ones that are out there trying to do a job are the ones that they harass all of the time. Oh, you can't sell raw milk. It's not pasteurized, so you'll go to the penitentiary if you sell a bottle of milk for human consumption that hasn't been pasteurized. And so it goes. I mean, they just constantly harass the organic farmers and the people that are trying to really produce healthy food. Now, here's what the Department of Agriculture has done. They want to say, well, if it's not USDA, it's not any good. This is a thing that they've, and the Packers got them, this goes way back for 100 years when the Packers first got the USDA Meat Inspection Act passed. They wrote the bill, and it was so a big packing plant could be USDA inspected, nobody else could, and therefore nobody else could sell meat. That's the way it worked. Now, we're going to take a break. Are we going to take a break? Yes, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'll talk about how the Department of Agriculture has set up this newly released USDA grass-fed beef thing. And it's a joke. It is absolutely a joke. Maybe a hoax would be better. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
And we have returned. Now, I've been to Australia, as you have heard me say many, many times, and in Queensland, and that's really the only state of Australia that I know much about is Queensland, but we've been all over Queensland, and that's cattle country, and that's why we were in Queensland. But there's a lot of cattle and sheep all over Australia, but Queensland is the main cattle state, and Toowoomba is the big cattle auction. We were there. But they grass-feed cattle in Australia. Very few cattle are grain-fed. At least they're not grain-fed like they are here in the United States. And so I've eaten at their little pubs where they serve food, and you get a little steak. I don't remember what it was. I read something the other day about this person went to Australia and they didn't even have beef. I can't believe that, because every place we stopped, you got one of these little steaks. They're grass-fed beef, and they're delicious. There's not a thing in the world wrong with them. So anyway, it can be done. We know it can be done. In fact, that's the way it was always done up until, what, 150 so years ago here in the United States. Well, anyway, now the Department of Agriculture has established a grass-fed claim for ruminant livestock. In other words, they're going to have to put their seal on it before it's going to be any good, right? Okay, the USDA, in this grass-fed claim, the USDA does not set any restriction on the amount or the type of non-forage feeds that can be fed. Now, non-forage feeds is anything but grass. In other words, we're talking about corn, we're talking about milo, we're talking about wheat, barley, whatever it happens to be, grains. That would be non-forage feed. You can have your cattle on this grass-fed claim for ruminant livestock and feed them grain. Apparently, all they want, they say, I haven't seen the regulations, but the article I have is coming from the American Grass-Fed Beef Association, and they said, hey, you can feed all the grain you want to and call them grass-fed cattle. Also, the long-term confinement. By long-term, by short-term, you know, you're going to put calves up to wean them, okay? Long-term is you're going to leave them in the feedlot 100, 120, 200 days if you want to. Long-term confinement practices are allowed under this grass-fed standard because the government says access to pasture and frost dates are easily manipulated. Anyway, the use of artificial hormones are allowed under this standard. The use of therapeutic and subtherapeutic antibiotics are allowed under this standard. So what does it mean? They say you can even use artificial milk replacers that are allowed under this grass-fed standard, including milk replacers made from bovine blood meal. These labeling standards fall far short of what many of us producing grass-fed meat would call for. It is unlikely that my meat will carry this USDA label unless it is changed to eliminate loopholes and holds producers to higher standards. You see, what they want to do, the government wants to do, is make it so they can take cattle out of the feedlot and call them grass-fed beef. That's what it amounts to. Well, they were fed grass when they were calves. They were on their mama all the time on the pasture, so they're grass-fed. No, that's not what the grass-fed beef thing should be about at all. They go on to say that these can be antibiotic-fed, hormone-implanted, irradiated, genetically modified, grain-fed, flavor-enhanced, infused, and still be called grass-fed beef. It's I'm interested in this because I sold all my cows, and it's kind of a long story. Do I have 2 minutes? Is that what I have here?
Yeah, a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
A minute and a half. I don't know if I can do it in a minute and a half or not.
Give us the condensed version.
The condensed version, there is no such thing as a condensed version. But I sold my cows. So I sold about 200 mother cows, and I leased the pastures for 3 years. So I've got a little over 2 years left on my pastures. But I kept back a couple of pastures for horses and what have you. And just little pastures. And when we were in the Charlet business, after we quit registering them, we found out that it was a lot nicer to not have calving problems, particularly with first calf heifers. So we started using longhorn bulls. And I also figured out that if you buy solid red longhorn bulls, I mean, they don't have a white hair on them, on a white cow. Those Charlet cows, you get a nice cream-colored calf. And you say, why longhorn bulls? Because longhorn calves, they're the neatest little things you ever saw. The cows don't have any problems calving. They're little. They're probably a third less size than a regular, you know, British breed calf would be. And they jump up and run. I mean, a lot of first calf heifers don't know what to do. They're kind of like a teenage girl having a baby. They don't know how to handle it. So they kick at the calf and do. It doesn't bother those little longhorns. I mean, they get right in there, and if they're hungry, and they will be hungry, they're gonna. And if their mama won't let them nurse, they'll find a mama that will. They're tough little boogers, and we like them. So I ended up with several of these longhorn bulls, and I'll tell you, I'll shoot the bull right after this message.
is the Derry Brownfield Show. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices rose nearly 1% Thursday on a weaker dollar and $88 plus oil. Gold closed in New York up $6.90 to $763.90 an ounce. Silver rose 4 cents to $13.69. The dollar tumbled to a record low against the euro, breaching the $1.43 level for the first time ever. According to the International Monetary Fund, the greenback remains overvalued. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646, that's 800-BUY-COIN, for your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
For the past several days, I've been telling you about the special cow, cow-calf, pair, and bred heifer sale Wendell Fleshman will be holding this coming Saturday. That's October the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Weeks Farm is selling their complete herd. That's a total dispersal of 155 head, including the five black herd bulls. Most of the calves off these cows have been sold, but a few of the cows will have calves by their side, so the cows will be mostly spring calvers. Wendell just informed me that Larry Moore is coming in with 50 Hereford cows and 25 bred Hereford heifers. Now, these are purebred horned Herefords, but he's not furnishing any papers, and all the offerings will have been dehorned. The consignment list includes both spring and fall calvers, and practically all the offerings are bred to black bulls. That's for the special cow and bred heifer sale that's coming up this coming Saturday. That's Saturday, October the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. The American Agriculture Movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American Agriculture Movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show.
And the man who asks, if no one buys a ticket to a movie, does the movie still play?
Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Here's the story on the Longhorn Bulls. And here's what I was thinking about doing on grass-fed beef. So anyway, I had three of these Longhorn, solid red Longhorn Bulls, and we'd been dehorning them all the time, but on these particular last deals, I didn't get around to taking the horns off, so they had their horns. And I took them to a purebred Longhorn sale, and they didn't bring hardly anything. They bid, and I thought they looked pretty good. Two-year-old bulls, they bid $425 a head on them, and I just waved at the auctioneer. I said, send them back to the vet and let him make steers out of them. So I brought them home. And on Longhorn, on any cattle, I guess, but on Longhorns, it's the steers that produce the good horns. A cow's horns, they get big and all that. Bull's horns do too, but it's the steers that have the long, curly kind of horns that you see hanging up over people's fireplaces and bars and things. Anyway, I had these three Longhorn steers, and I watched them all summer. And they're neat. They are really neat. So I go back to a Longhorn sale, and I bought some solid red Longhorn cows. So I'm in the Longhorn business now. And I thought, you know, there's people out there that would like to have old-fashioned beef. And there's nothing more old-fashioned than Texas Longhorn cattle. Now, I know the packers don't like them, and there's a lot of people, the breeders that are into the exotics and all that, don't like them. But let me tell you, you can probably run two longhorn cows where you run one Charolais. I mean, they know how to survive. And I thought, you know, I could just run a few of them. I could run probably a third of what I've been having and then sell grass-fed organic beef. We haven't fertilized our pasture since the year 1980, so it would be organic all the way. And all you have to do is just do nothing, and you've got organic beef. And I was thinking about doing that. And then here comes this USDA thing along saying, oh, USDA establishes a grass-fed claim for ruminant livestock. But they don't set any restrictions on how much grain they can be fed. You can put them in long-term confinement, which is feedlots. And you can use artificial hormones. You can use antibiotics. And once in a while, you're going to have to doctor a calf. There's no doubt about that. But not very many longhorns because they're tough. And if you did, you'd just mark that calf, and it wouldn't go into the organic chain. Simple as that. But the USDA thinks it's got to get involved in everything out on the farm, and all it is because the multinational corporations do not want people like me and the fellow that had the chickens in the backyard we were talking about the other day. They don't want us in business. They want to control it all. So anyway, we've got a couple of callers here.
Well, before we go to any phone calls, Derry, if you don't mind, I'm going to give a plug to one of our online sponsors, the Masters Ranch, because they do just that, grass-fed beef and lamb. And we appreciate them supporting DerryBrownfield.com. Go to Derry's website and click on themastersranch.com.
You know, their telephone number is 660-963-2685. Believe it or not, I was getting ready to call the folks there at Masters Ranch. But, hey, there's a lot of people out there that want the good stuff. And there's no reason why we can't produce it, and there's no reason why the government should be involved in how we do it. So, I don't know. It's we have some folks that are in a whole heap of trouble because they were selling raw milk, just raw milk. And as we mentioned the other day, I don't remember exactly where it was now, but I can't remember where it was. But the state had a law that if you had your own cow and you took your own milk and made your own butter and cheese with, you couldn't do that because you had to be a licensed dairy in order to do that, even if you were going to eat the butter and cheese yourself. So, hey, we've just about lost all of our private property rights here in this country, and they're after what few are left. Now, here's another good example. High-mileage pickup trucks. Yesterday, we had a little story on there that I got from Lee Pitts about the difference between people that drive pickups and the people that drive automobiles. But now the greeny weenies are trying to make it where we can't get a decent pickup truck. And, hey, they've just about done it now. It's kind of funny. I have that now. I've had the thing a year, but it's I don't drive it. It's a Ram Tough Dodge. And if you look at the undercarriage of that thing, there's nothing Ram Tough about it. But if you take your finger and just go plink, plink like that on the side, you'd swear if you were blindfolded, you're bumping a beer can. I mean, an aluminum beer can, not an old-fashioned good one. There's just nothing to these things anymore. And they say, oh, we got to do that because of the fuel. We've got to get good fuel mileage. We call that the, CAFTA, Corporate Average Fuel Economy Standards. And they want all these vehicles to get at least 35 miles per gallon by the year 2020. Okay? Building pickups and sport utility vehicles that average 27.6 miles per gallon by 2020 is what's in the back of these guys' minds. And they've bought off Congress. Congress is going right along with this. Now, the automotive the automotive dealers and manufacturers don't want to upset these redneck pickup drivers. The pickup people, you buy a pickup for a reason. And it's because you're going to, well, not all the time. I mean, they're building these things more for kids to pick up girls in than they are for people to use. But there's a lot of us that use a pickup truck. Now, I fill my pickup, the one on the farm, the one that stays on the farm, I fill it up every 2 weeks. And I check the mileage just for fun. I don't really write it down or anything, but I just look at how many gallons I put in there. And then I look on the speedometer, and I always hit the trip meter each time so I know how many miles I drove. Well, last weekend, I filled it up, and it took right at 50 gallons, and I had driven, what was it? I can't remember. But anyway, I figured out I was getting 7 miles per gallon. Now, you say that's terrible, but if you saw how I used it, it wouldn't do that out on the road. I never take it to town except just every 2 weeks I burn enough fuel that I've got about a half a tank, and I can't stand to see a tank under a half full, so I take it in and fill her up and bring it back. And, you know, I drive it in, it's in four-wheel drive high percentage of the time, in four-wheel low a big percentage of the time, and I use it to, what are you looking at, Jeff? Jeff, you wanted to say something. I don't know. I guess he didn't. But anyway, the mileage, that way, I use it as if it were a tractor and not a pickup truck. Anyway, by 2020, nearly two-thirds of the United States vehicle fleet will have to be powered by a direct injection engine, either gasoline or diesel, downsized from the current engine displacement on the market today, and be turbocharged. Now, I am absolutely no mechanic. I know nothing about how turbochargers work, but I know they really work good on a tractor. We've had more than one tractor that were turbocharged, and, hey, that gives them a lot more power. Anyway, diesel would have to comprise one-third of the market. Now, I'm looking at this as what Congress wants. This is what the automakers are bucking up against Congress on this, because the automakers, as I started to say, the dealers, they want to be able to put a truck out there that us redneck hypocrites can drive. And so, anyhow, despite the recent slowdown in pickup sales due mostly to softening in the housing market, Detroit's big three automakers have lived on the profits of its pickup and SUVs business. From a cost and manufacturing standpoint, trucks and SUVs offer much more profit per vehicle than passenger cars. They say there's as much as $10,000 more profit in an SUV and a pickup truck than there is in a car. But anyhow, this is what the Congress is looking at now. They're wanting to make every vehicle, pickup trucks and SUVs, get 35 miles per gallon of gasoline. And there's a lot of folks that wants a vehicle that'll get out there and pull a trailer and do some things. And if that's the case, I don't know how it's going to turn out. But anyway, the USDA is rich. They've got money to give away, and boy, do they give it away. I'm going to start using these every day that I get them, and they come almost daily. But there's music. I hear music. My little ears tingle with music. So when we come back, I'll tell you how much money the USDA just gave away today. Now, it didn't give it away today, but today's the first time I've seen this report. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Every few days, I get one of these bragging rights from the Department of Agriculture, how much money they can give away. Acting Secretary Chuck Connor announced $7.98 million, that's same as $8 million, in distance learning and telemedicine loans and grants. Here's another $950,000 to four different state universities, so you'd have to multiply that 950 times four. That's almost what would be $3 million in cooperative agreements for research against harmful pests and diseases. Then they're putting $2 million for emergency conservation to assist eligible agricultural producers in Kansas to repair land damage by tornadoes this spring. It's been dry out here. I don't have water problems particularly, but some folks have been. Their ponds are going dry. We have water running out of the ground where I happen to be, and it does that the year round. But I had a fellow tell me, he said, you know, you can get government money to build a real nice big pond. They're putting a lot of money into that. And I thought, you know, if they built me Lake Michigan, I don't want any part of what the government does. I guess I am ridiculous, but I wouldn't take their money under any circumstances. Now, I have in the past, 35, 40 years ago, I did this sort of thing, but I woke up. Anyhow, the people in Oklahoma are waking up. According to August Review, Patrick Wood writes, there's a growing rebellion in Texas against a trans-Texas corridor. One group is concerned Oklahomans have realized that Oklahoma is next on the globalist menu. The planned I-35 super corridor is scheduled to run straight through Oklahoma and consume some 32,000 acres of privately held property. A group of local citizens formed Oklahomans for Sovereignty and Free Enterprise in order to make sure this does not happen. Now, we've mentioned this before, but I'm leading into something else here. The first public meeting in Tulsa drew over 300 people, local media, and several state legislatures, and They say not one ounce of concrete is going to be laid for the Oklahoma Super Corridor. Now, of course, if you ask Bush and if you ask most of our congressmen, they'll say, oh, that's all, that's just all in your mind. That's a myth that's been going around on the Internet. Well, it's not a myth in Mexico. The Mexican government has revealed to its own citizens that Mexico has entered extensive discussions with government officials in Texas and top representatives from the Bush administration to extend what it calls the Trans-Texas Corridor into Mexico, with a plan to connect to the Mexican ports of the Pacific. And then it goes on and talks about the Texas governor, Rick Perry, Secretary of Transportation, Mary Peters, and Secretary of the State, Condoleezza Rice, all discussed the extension of the Trans-Texas Corridor into Mexico to create what's called a Trans-North America Corridor. Now let's take another break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, I've seen with my own eyes the Paragon Foundation, which does a lot of good. And here's Executive Director Jeannie Oliver.
This foundation is dedicated to protecting people's property, protecting their constitutional rights. We've been at this 11 years. As we've said on this show many times, we've made a lot of mistakes, but I'll tell you, we've learned a great deal. You got to determine where your jurisdiction lies, who has jurisdiction over your property, and don't ever take that information out of an attorney. Always get with us or somebody else before you go hire an attorney. Just don't hire one for a little while. Let us show you how to send the letters, how to challenge this authority and challenge this jurisdiction, and you'll be amazed when you start to do that, how you'll see these bureaucracies just kind of fade into the dark when you start asking the right questions.
Join the Paragon Foundation today at just $35 a year, and you'll be helping to keep and restore freedom for the next generation. So call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443, or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's Christian history with a super condensed overview of United States history highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Now, the governor of Texas is Rick Perry, and he has been pushing for this Trans-Texas Corridor now since we've been talking about it. It's been a couple of years or so. Anyway, now he, first of all, he has met with the Secretary of Transportation, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, and they want to extend this Texas Trans Corridor into Mexico to create what is called a Trans-North American Corridor. Now, Rick Perry, again, the Texas governor, he has been to meetings held in Mexico where they discussed extending the corridor into Mexico. In their private meetings, they thoroughly discussed extending Trans-Texas Corridor into Mexico, and so it goes. Now, when we talk to our local politicians, particularly the Bush administration, never entered their mind to do any of this. This is all just one big myth that's been battered around on the Internet. Now, one of the people that have done more to bring this to light than anyone else is Jerome Corsi. And I'm going to have Jerome on again Monday. He'll be with us Monday. That's right, Jeff? Yep. I'm sure the whole world heard you say yep.
Yeah, only you did. Yeah, only you heard me say
okay, it. Okay, well, now the rest of the world has heard you.
Yep.
The rest of the world has heard you say this. Now, we were started talking about this back when the CFR, that's a Council of Foreign Relations, came out with the plan for it. It's all written there, and we've discussed that. Now, who is and who are the CFR members? What is a CFR, and who are the CFR members? Interestingly enough, and see, for it's been several years ago, if you talked about this, they said, oh, you're one of those black helicopter crowds. They don't exist. Well, today, they have an address. You can order stuff from them. They have an email address. They have a not only a website, but they'll give you their own. We even have their telephone number, do we not, Jeff? I'm sure we do. They send out a list of members. Now, if you're going to vote for a CFR member, and probably you're going to, and these are the people that have put all this thing together about the North American Union. But here's the presidential candidates that will be in the 2008 election that are CFR members, both liberals and conservatives, if there is such a thing of either. The CFR has pretty well stacked the deck, you might say. In other words, they're going to get their, and I almost said their guy, but it might not be a guy. They're going to get their person elected one way or the other. Here's the CFR Democratic candidates. These are now members of the CFR. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, John Edwards, Chris Dodd, Bill Richardson. Now, they're all CFR members. They're all Democrats. Let's look at the Republican CFR candidates. Mick Romney, Rudy Giuliani, John McCain, Fred Thompson, Newt Gingrich. You see, I've been preaching this for years, and at the last election, I upset a lot of Republicans because, hey, you keep saying there isn't any difference. There is a difference. Well, show it to me. Show it to me, and I'll believe it. The public perceives that there is a difference, that Republicans stand for such and such and such, and that the Democrats stand for certain things, and we know that it's not that way. The only presidential candidate that is not a CFR member is Ron Paul. And by the way, he's moved up into the top tier of candidates now. He's been invited to... He has been invited to one of their fundraising dinner, the fundraising Republican National Committee dinner. May the good Lord bless and keep him. We're going to run out of time. Anyway, let the good Lord bless and keep you. And in the meantime, we'll just listen to Happy Trails.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're